You have COVID-19 related workplace questions. Banner Aetna has the answers. Welcome to Banner Aetna, Workplace in Focus. Now here's your host, Banner Aetna, Market Head of Sales, John Dingledine.
Welcome everyone. I'm your host, John Dingledine, Market Head of Sales here for Banner Aetna. I'm proud to introduce you to Banner Aetna's podcast series, Workplace in Focus. We know you have a lot of questions around COVID-19, getting the workforce back in motion. Each week, we will deliver guests that will provide you with useful, actionable, practical information. Our first guest is the CEO of Banner Aetna, Tom Grote. Tom is a 30-plus year veteran of the insurance industry and has been our CEO for more than 3 years. Welcome, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John. Glad to be here.
Hey, over the last 2 months, what questions and concerns are you hearing most frequently from Banner Aetna clients regarding COVID-19?
Yeah, at the onset of COVID-19, we got a lot of questions about how flexible we would be with our members given the pandemic. We really tried to be highly flexible with our clients, especially in extending access for furloughed employees. We even extended a special open enrollment period for members who hadn't had coverage so they can get on our plans. We've also waived the cost of COVID-19 testing and treatment, so it's easy access to care. We've also provided free EAP resources for all our members to help them to address both emotional and financial issues that have come up as a result of COVID. We're also covering free of charge telemedicine visits to allow our members for safe access to care. The increase in the availability of virtual care visits through our local providers has been phenomenal. Just in a three-week period, we went from about 5% of the local doctors having virtual care capabilities to over 90%. So we've completely transformed that capability in the market in a three-week period.
Wow. That must be a great way to cost-effectively deliver care during this period. What kind of questions are you seeing around, are people asking around the potential costs associated with COVID-19?
Yeah, as the weeks went on, we started getting more questions about what is this going to cost us as an employer? And we worked with our actuaries and developed a tool could project the cost of the COVID exposure. So it's a tool that our account managers can use and put different inputs in there regarding infection rates and testing rates and try to project out what the cost would be for the care of COVID.
Well, speaking of testing, where can they get tested?
Yeah, I think that right now a lot of the focus is on testing. And I would say we're incredibly proud that our two parent organizations, CVS and Banner Health, have taken a real leadership role in providing testing to people here in Arizona. Right now through CVS, our members currently have access to 35 drive-up testing sites here in Arizona. There's 26 of them in Maricopa and 9 additional sites in Pima County. And if a member wants a test, they just need to be pre-screened to make an appointment for the test. They can do that at CVS.com or they can phone their local CVS pharmacy. Once they're at the pharmacy, the patients can stay in their cars. They'll be directed to the drive-through window, at which time they'll be provided a test kit and instructions. And a CVS pharmacy team member will observe the self-swab process to ensure it's done properly. And then tests are sent to an independent third-party lab for processing, and the results are typically available in approximately 3 to 3 days. So we're giving real convenient access to people in Arizona for testing purposes now.
Yeah, that's terrific. How about Banner Health? What is their role in getting tested?
Yeah, from the beginning, you know, Banner Health has also been a leader when it comes to testing for our members. Early on, Banner partnered with Sonora Quest to set up testing tents statewide. That allowed them to preserve PPE while testing a large number of people. The initial focus was on testing healthcare workers and first responders. And later, it expanded to testing people who believe they were exposed to COVID-19. Throughout the weeks in May, Banner helped support the mass testing events that were held here in Arizona. Those events for people who displayed symptoms of COVID-19 or who believed they had been exposed. Currently, plan members who have been exposed by COVID-19 or believe they're at risk can get a test through Banner in Phoenix by calling 549-1851 to make an appointment.
Okay, great. Thank you. Shifting gears just a little bit to Banner Aetna as an employer, what types of changes is Banner Aetna putting on to protect the safety and health of our employees as they re-enter the workplace?
Yeah, we've been working hard to create a consistent company-wide strategy that focuses at all times on the safety and health of our people. That's really the paramount concern, bringing back people safely and minimizing possible exposure to COVID-19. We also want to make sure that people are comfortable coming back into the workplace. So we're evaluating our people to determine who should be coming back in the office, who is okay continuing to work at home, who has great exposure and shouldn't be coming in, trying to evaluate that so that we can build out a strategy that provides a comfortable environment and enough access and space for safe return to work.
For those folks that do come back to the office, what specific safeguards are in protocols is Banner Aetna putting in place?
Yeah, once we've determined who's going to be coming back into the office, we've created a set of protocols and safeguards for our people that follows federal, state, and local guidelines. We've been very careful to communicate this to our people, both through signage and by creating a playbook that lays out our groundworks. You know, first off, masks are a must from our perspective. Employees and guests in our office are required to wear masks per guidelines laid down by the CDC. The only time a mask is optional if somebody is in their specific workspace, either in an office or a cubicle. Otherwise, they should be wearing masks in the office. And CVS is providing masks to all the people in our building. We're also having workers complete a symptom checker screening prior to starting their workday to detect any potential signs of illness. And one of the big steps we're taking is adding temperature checks, which are going to be required before entering the Banner Aetna office. We're using a contactless thermal cameras and thermal thermometers to do this. Anyone with a temperature over 100 degrees won't be able to enter into the building. One of the things we're doing to that in order to not get backlogs at the doors is we're going to stagger start times for our employees to make it a smooth return to work. We've also enhanced our workspace cleaning protocols to make sure that we're constantly putting them in a very safe environment. And right now, our meeting and collaboration rooms and areas have been closed until we feel more comfortable that we're further down the road. And at the site level, we've created guidelines for social distancing standards around the common workplaces, the cafeterias, and the workstations as well. And one of the things that we've done is to really cancel all travel, business-related travel, for the rest of this year. So that's a pretty drastic step, but we want to make sure our employees are staying as healthy as possible and safe as possible.
There's certainly a lot to think about and a lot of considerations. Tom, what's one piece of advice you might give to a business owner who has a workforce coming back to work?
Yeah, I think it's important at this stage with people returning to work that we do our best to take great care as it comes to their health, safety, and minimizing potential exposure, and make sure we're over-communicating to our team members. To date, we are starting to open up back Arizona, and I think it's important that we don't get complacent and that we don't get a false sense of security. I mean, the last thing any of us want is for this to turn up to a second wave and another lockdown that could be much longer and much more detrimental to the community and the economy here in Arizona. That's why it's so important that we do this the right way and to communicate it up and down our organizations. If we keep the health and safety of our employees at the forefront of the decision-making, and if we communicate our priorities and guidelines clearly, it helps keep everyone safe and it helps to preserve our business and the economy here in Arizona. From our perspective, it's stay safe, Arizona.
Great. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate the insights and we appreciate you being here.
Absolutely.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this inaugural episode of Banner Aetna Workplace in Focus. We stand ready to help you get back to work when you're ready and the time is safe. Join us next week when we'll have Chuck Lane, president of Banner Health Network, for his insights.
You've been listening to Banner Aetna, Workplace in Focus. Learn more at banneraetna.com.